Good morning. Bear with me. I'm the last one, so I know what that means. So I'll get through it. So with this presentation, I'm attempting to answer three questions. Specifically, what are the self-reported screening rates among African Americans in the St. Louis metropolitan area? What are their response patterns to colorectal cancer self-reported screening measures, as well as what are the association, the characteristics, excuse me, associated with screening practices for colorectal cancer, which I'll refer to as CRC from now on, and African Americans. So just to give you some background about colorectal cancer nationally, as well as in the state, African Americans represent the incidence of CRC amongst African Americans are higher than any other racial ethnic group in the country, and it follows the same pattern in the state. And it also follows the same pattern again across genders. And as you can see, African Americans' incidence is far greater than their white counterparts in the state and as well in the country. And we look at mortality, we see the same patterns. Again, African Americans have the highest rates of mortality than any other racial ethnic group in the country as well as the state. And we also looked at it in the city of St. Louis and in the surrounding counties. And again, their rates are higher, much higher than their white counterparts. So when addressing this issue nationally, because CRC represents one of the top five cancers in the country, the National Cancer Institute, NCI, came up with the initiative to develop a standardized self-report CRC screening measure so that when different research entities look at self-report measures, it's standardized across study populations so that the results can be comparable. And they had three goals specifically to make sure that the terminology and the description of tests and screening behaviors are consistent across studies, as well as a description of the testing intervals that's established by the U.S. Preventive Task Force. And then the method of administration, whether it's telephone or written surveys, are consistent across studies. So the information that I'm going to present here came from the baseline survey of a larger study called the Elamica Project, which is a two-arm randomized community intervention trial looking at CRC behavior, screening behaviors, as well as physical activity and diet. The study population consisted of all African American men and women between ages of 45 and 75 who lived in the St. Louis metropolitan area. For our analysis, we only included African Americans who were above the age of 50, which would coincide with the U.S. Preventive Task Force guidelines for a screening amongst the entire population. Well, we found that more of the people in our study were screened versus not screened, and we had far more women in our study than we had men. The eligibility criteria for the study itself included were, again, African Americans between ages of 45 and 75 who lived in the St. Louis area. And the exclusion criteria included those who had colorectal cancer, because we were only interested in those who had not been who have not been diagnosed. Those who were unable to read because the intervention included reading health materials, so they had to be able to read. They had to be living in their residence for more than 6 months because the intervention was delivered by mail, and they had to be U.S. born. So we collected several variables in the baseline survey. These variables here included demographic variables and social cultural variables we collected because literature has been shown that some of these variables may be related to screening behaviors. Namely, cancer fatalism, which looks at the notion that if I have cancer and I believe that cancer is deadly, that there's nothing I can do about it, then I won't respond to any kind of preventive or secondary preventive measures to try to increase my chances of survival because I don't believe it. I will. Medical mistrust, collectivism, which deals with the idea that my health affects my family and my community, and so therefore I'll care about it more because I belong to this greater group. Spirituality, and then there's also something in the literature that talks about ethnic identity and how people of different ethnic groups identify with each other, and we measure four variables in that measure, namely assimilation, was how well do I identify with the mainstream culture and what the mainstream views are about health. Humanness, which looks at do I don't think that there's a difference in health amongst different segments of the population, that we all have an equal chance of developing and surviving, as well as the idea of oppressed minorities and how minority groups feel like they share a common experience of oppression. And then nationalists, which looks at minority groups who feel separate from the majority and how they separate themselves. And then also we looked at some of the constructs from the health belief model, namely cues to actions, and we measured that by CRC knowledge, personal history of CRC and or physician recommendations, as well as perceived benefits and barriers to screening. So when looking at the characteristics of our sample, we found that those who are on screen were significantly younger, at 56 years on average, than the screened population at almost 60. We found that more women were screened overall for colorectal cancer versus men, but the differences weren't significant, as well as income wasn't significant amongst groups. However, in those who are unscreened, 50% of those made between $10,000 and $40,000 a year. When we look at marital status, we did see a significant difference, where those who were screened, the majority who had been screened at 42% were either married or living with a partner. And those who were insured were more likely to have been screened at over 90% than those who are uninsured. So when we look at some of the patterns to screening, when we asked had they ever had any type of screening test, because if you don't know, there are multiple screening tests for colorectal cancer, an overwhelming majority of our population indicated that they had been screened in some form for CRC. And many more, if you look here, many more reported, or far less reported not being sure, so they knew pretty much if they'd been screened or not. And when we look at that by test, we see here that more people reported having been screened for colonoscopy in our sample in men and women than any other test. And FOBT, there was more reporting of not having been screened for that particular test. And then for looking at those who said they don't know by which test they've been screened, we found that sigmoidoscopy, which is a scope test, was highest for not sure reporting. And also I want to point out that far more women in our sample have been screened for colonoscopy than men. When we look at their ability to report screening dates, which we asked for a month and a year from which they had been screened, we found that FOBT, or fecal occult blood test, excuse me, had the highest of those who were not able to report the specific date, both for men and women at the bottom, and colonoscopy had the smallest percentage of those who could not report. And again, for those who didn't know, was for sigmoidoscopy and for both genders. And then we also looked at screening interval range, because some people may not be able to report the specific month and year, but they may be able to report whether they had it in the last year or the last 10 years, depending on what the guidelines are for the particular test. And we found that more males were unable to report a screening interval than women. And then again, sigmoidoscopy showed the highest range of those who couldn't report. And so now we're talking about screening adherence, which is the task force has set up specific guidelines for each test, and we're trying to find out if our sample were adherent to those guidelines. And we found overall that overwhelming majority of our sample who had colonoscopy were adherent. Over 90% were adherent to the guidelines for colonoscopy. However, for FOBT, they were non-adherent the most for that test. So when we look at questionable response data, this is when we ask, had they had a screening test to see if their colon was healthy, and then went back and asked them, had they received a specific test. So these are people who said, no, they hadn't had a screening test to see if their colon was healthy, but then went back and reported yes to having a specific screening test. And we think this is because we described the screening test when we asked them which test they had. We made a description of the test. And we found that those who had received the FOBT had the highest questionable reporting at 8 for men and 11 for women. And there was the lowest difference in reporting for colonoscopy amongst men and women. So when we plug those variables I talked about in the beginning into a logistic regression model to determine if any of these were significant predictors of screening in our sample, and we found that the social cultural variable humanistic was predictive of screening. So those who share this view tend to screen more than those who don't. And then when we look at fatalism and perceived CRC barriers, we found the overall population that those who scored higher on this scale were more likely to not screen for CRC than those who scored lower. And when we look at it by sex, we find that it's only important, perceived barriers are only important for men and as well as women as predictors of whether they screen. So when we look at it by test, we only looked at it for colonoscopy because for FOBT and sigmoidoscopy, our sample sizes were insufficient to detect any difference. When we look at it for predictors of colonoscopy screening by men, we found that having a personal history of CRC as well as perceived benefits were predictive of them actually screening for CRC, and feeling like oppressed minority or perceived barriers were predictive of them not screening. And in females, we found that insurance status and having a humanistic view were predictive of screening, and marital status, oppressed minority status, and perceived barriers were predictive of whether they did not screen. And just to talk about marital status briefly, more of the women in our study were either they mostly single, widow, or living alone, so they didn't have partners. In conclusion, we found that African Americans responded well to the measure. This measure has been validity studies and reliability studies have been done, but mostly in the majority population, very few sample of African Americans, so it was unclear if it would work in this population, and we found that it did. There was very few refused items, very little missing data. They did, again, have problems reporting the month and the year that they had been screened, but they had a better time with reporting interval. And insofar as the questionable response data, we found that these differences in response could be because the test descriptions may appropriately or inappropriately jog their memory about whether they had this test or not. We found that, again, perceived barriers to screening were predictive of screening status amongst men and women. And then when we looked at colonoscopy specifically, we found that most of the social cultural variables were significant, as well as insurance status, personal history, and perceived benefits to screening. And then specifically in males, it was personal history, oppressed minority, and benefits. And then in females, it was insurance and marital status, as well as humanistic and oppressed minority status. Some of our limitations to our study, again, we had far more men than women, so we may do some follow-up where we target just men specifically, as well as, additional note, we had to actually modify our recruitment strategy. We were knocking door-to-door seeking participants, but then we had to open it up to health clinics and places where African Americans congregated. Our self-report measure didn't include all of the screening tests, so some of those who reported having screened or not having screened, it may not be because they didn't screen, but they didn't use the specific test that we mentioned, as well as we didn't use all of the health belief model constructs because our baseline survey was becoming really long, and so we just had to use the ones that were important. But overall, we found that this is a good way of trying to figure out what the screening patterns are amongst African Americans and how we can maybe tailor some screening programs to target this population who are being affected by it more than other groups. So we were funded by NCI grants, and we also want to thank Nikki Cato, who was our project manager. Thank you.